The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Now, let's leave you today with something for the weekend. And Chef Rachel Allen is on the line. And we're going to talk about brunch. Because, Rachel, I kind of feel, in a way, you get sick of dinners, but brunch does pack a punch, doesn't it? And it's, you can throw it together fast. You can imagine yourself with a drink in your hand and kind of gutsy flavours and all of that, isn't it?
Hi, Brendan. I know it's such a good time of the day, isn't it? It's a time that, at the weekend, obviously, where you can just relax. And as you say, whether it's a drink, a lovely big coffee and the papers, or just, yes, it's a relaxed time. And it's a time that you don't need to do a huge amount. Like, you'd never, people would never expect a three-course meal, you know, at a brunch, but just something delicious.
Yeah, and at the weekend you're not trying to conduct a school and all the rest of it as well. Are
exactly.
Are you having to conduct school on top of everything else?
The homeschooling, but it's been interesting, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say you're a very good teacher, are you?
I love teaching cooking, but I'm not probably a great teacher. Actually, Scarlett's teachers in her school in St. John the Baptist have just been amazing. They've been so supportive. I think they've been counselling me, actually, more than trying to help them. You're fine. You can do it. This is Cecil. This is how it works. You're fine.
Yeah, but listen, amazing. If you teach Scarlett to cook, she won't go far wrong in life now, even if she's not as up to speed with the rest of it. So listen,
I really, really hope she enjoys cooking, actually, you know, as she's older and can cook really well for herself.
Yeah. So what we're going to do today is you're going to give us two kind of egg dishes, but kind of spicy, exciting kind of ones. So the first one is Mexican eggs. And this would be what we call huevos rancheros, yes?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So actually, they're both egg-based because, well, I mean, eggs are just magic, aren't they? And they're so good to have at any time of the day, anyway. But Mexican eggs, I love these flavours. And I just think a bit of chili and coriander, if you love coriander, is just so exciting on the palate. And it just, you know, gets the taste buds going, probably gets your metabolism going. So the Mexican eggs, you make like a tomato, chili and coriander salsa. So you chop up tomatoes, some onions, chili, coriander, a bit of salt and pepper, and you put that to the side. And then you scramble some eggs. So you lightly scramble eggs in a little bit of butter or olive oil. And then once the eggs are just practically scrambled, you know, just from cooking them slowly while stirring all the time on the heat, you stir in this tomato salsa. So it doesn't cook. It just about warms up in the egg, and then take it off the heat immediately. And then serve that with some grated cheese, some more coriander leaves, a blob of sour cream if you like, and some soft or fried tortilla, you know, corn or wheat tortillas. Yum!
Yeah, fantastic. And and you say the secret is that you're warming the tomato, the onion and the chili and the coriander and that, but you're not cooking them
exactly, because you want to get the juiciness from the tomatoes and you want that little bit of a, you know, deep bite from the onions, that intense flavor, and just, and as much chili as you like, or leave the chili out, of course, you know, completely, but really delicious.
And what, really, and you want that zingy fresh kind of layer to it.
Exactly.
Okay, now shakshuka then, which is a Middle Eastern kind of version of brunch eggs, I suppose. Tell us about that.
So shakshuka literally means in Arabic, all mixed up. And so you make a tomato sauce in a pan first with so onions, tomatoes and some pepper normally goes in, like a sliced red pepper, and smoked paprika and cumin normally go in, or sometimes just one or, you know, the other of them. And so you make this really delicious tomato sauce and you season it. But what's really handy is that can be made in advance. And then what you do is you put the tomato sauce into, either you keep it in the pan that it's in or you push it into a smaller pan, like a frying pan or a sauté pan. And you make, with the back of a spoon, dips so that an egg or two or three or four, whatever size your pan is, will fit into those dips in the tomato sauce. Do you know what I mean? So with the back of the spoon, you kind of just hollow it out a little bit. The sauce is reduced enough so that you can do that. If the sauce is too watery, it's not going to work. So you need to make sure you cook it uncovered for a few minutes so that it really thickens. And then you crack your eggs into the dips that you've made, and you can keep cooking it on the hob with the lid on top so that the tops of the eggs cook to just, you know, how much you love them. And then take it off the heat, little bit of cumin, little bit of some coriander leaves, and sometimes even like a little drizzle of, say, or crumbling of feta, or a drizzle of tahini, just you want the kind of creaminess there on top as well from the cheese or the tahini or something. Completely delicious.
And what are we serving that with?
Crusty bread.
So you can't go wrong, can you? Yeah.
All those, you know, to kind of dip it into the runny egg yolk, mop up the tomato juices. Really delicious.
Yeah.
I actually haven't. I really feel like something like that now. Yeah.
And listen, I think people can be half afraid of Middle Eastern food, but actually, like, that's very doable. And a lot of those kind of Ottolenghi style dishes, it's kind of assembly a lot of the time, isn't it, with a lot of them?
Yeah, a lot of it is, I suppose, having the ingredients in your store cupboard. You know, whether it's the spices or the pomegranate molasses or the tahini, the jar of tahini, the sesame paste in the fridge. Normally there are quite a few ingredients involved, but mostly they're store cupboard or they'll keep well in the fridge. So that's really, you know, one of the biggest things. So if you're kind of prepared with all your, you know, your arsenal of ingredients, then it's quite easy
it's
to assemble.
It's a stress-free kind of experience.
Yeah.
Listen, we have a minute left just for an old classic. Are Eggs Benedict easy enough to make? Because that obviously would have been a lot of people's brunch dish of choice when they were out at bottomless Prosecco
brunches.
Yeah, and you
can't beat an Eggs Benedict as well. So you have your muffin as a base or your toast. I prefer toast as a base, then a bit of bacon, or for eggs, Florentine, spinach. And then you have a poached egg on top. And then you want to drizzle that with hollandaise sauce. So that can be the thing that can turn people off. But basically, you can make a really simple hollandaise sauce by putting, for every egg yolk, put 2 ounces of butter. So one egg yolk, or say 2 egg yolks, into a saucepan on a really low heat. And then you whisk it all the time on a really low heat, adding in the butter. So for 2 egg yolks, it's 4 ounces of butter, bit by bit, like sugar cube, kind of 2 or 3 sugar cube size.
Okay,
the butter,
so a little bit of patience.
Squeeze of lemon juice. Patience, though. If you can't hold your hands on the sides of the saucepan, if it's too hot, then it's going to be too hot, the egg yolks, and they'll scramble.
Okay.
Some people do that, like in a bowl, you know, in a bain-marie, you know, a bowl over a saucepan of simmering water. I prefer just to do it straight in the saucepan. And that's for a simple hollandaise sauce. And a tiny squeeze of lemon juice. You don't want too much. It's not like you're serving it with fish. So just a tiny squeeze of lemon juice to balance the rich butteriness. Drizzle it over the poached egg with the bacon on the butter toast. Yum.
Perfect. Rachel Allen, they were perfect three little somethings for the weekend there. We'll put up those recipes on the website. Thank you very much, and talk to you
soon,
Rachel.
Thank you, Brendan. Take care.
Bye.
And hope to all your listeners. Bye.